He agonized about returning. In a sense, displacement was not unusual for him. It was the natural condition of a poet, the outsider, critically observing the world and distanced from its norms. He could still work, travelling and lecturing as a mouthpiece for his unseen, unregarded people. Displacement just added another arbitrary layer. And whatever else he had lost, he had kept his Palestinian voice. The fish, even in the fisherman's net, still carries the smell of the sea. What would it mean anyway if he returned? Could he go back to who he was, where he was? Both he and the place would be irrevocably changed. He and his wife Radwa, an Egyptian novelist who also put his poems expertly into English, were separated by his exile for 17 years. When they reunited, the two households took a long time to readjust. Besides, as a poet, place was not essential. He could work in time instead, trying to dwell in the present and the future rather than the past. For it was patches of time, a day of gathering figs from the courtyard tree, an afternoon drinking milkshakes in Rukab's garden cafe, the morning ritual of overhearing his grandmother's whispered prayers, that he really wanted to retrieve, rather than the place.